This is King Caruso, the Black History Buff, and I'm bringing you a different segment today. As I go through my own learning journey studying Black history, I often come across these amazing proverbs and fables. And rather than let them go to waste, I've decided to pick a few out, make a few amendments of my own, and put them out as audio recordings for you guys. So kick back, relax, and enjoy Black History Buff, Proverbs, Myths, and Legends. The Man Who Never Lied. Once upon a time, there lived a wise man by the name of Mamad. And Mamad never lied. Which, if we're honest, must have been really annoying. I mean, think about it. An insecure friend asks for shopping advice. Hey Mamad, do I look fat in this? Mamad, yes. Your fat makes you look fat. So you look fat in everything. A father showing Mamad his newborn son. Hey Mamad, isn't my boy adorable? Mamad, no, he takes after you. I mean, you get the point, he never lied. And all the people in the land, even the ones 20 miles away, knew about him. I'm guessing that you'd kind of make it your business to know about this guy, right? And steer well clear. Anyway, there was a king in this land. The king had heard about Mamad, probably from some ugly friend who Mamad had offended with his brutal honesty, and decided that he'd bring this Mamad down a peg or two. I mean, he was the king after all, and he couldn't have this Mamad going around upsetting everybody with the truth. So he ordered a couple of his subjects to find him and bring him to the palace. Mamad stood in the presence of the king. The king was dressed in his royal blue and yellow robes and sat forebodingly on his throne. Pulling himself up to his full height and using his most regal voice, the king spoke. Mamad, is it true that you have never lied? It's true, replied Mamad. And will you never lie in your life? Asked the king. Yes, I am sure about that, Mamad dryly responded. Okay, tell the truth, but be careful. The lie is cunning and it gets on your tongue easily. And with that, the king dismissed Mamad from the royal court. Thought Mamad. That was weird. And made his way home. Several days passed, and the king summoned Mamad once again. This time, there was a big crowd. The king was about to go hunting. The king held his horse by the mane. His left foot was already on the stirrup. He beckoned Mamad over and spoke. Go to my summer palace and tell the queen I will be with her for lunch. Tell her to prepare a big feast. You will have lunch with me then. Yes, your highness, Mamad replied. He bowed and then turned to go see the queen. The king waited until Mamad was out of sight, laughed, and said to the other men who made up the hunting party, we won't go hunting, and now Mamad will have lied to the queen, and tomorrow we will all have a good laugh at his expense. The other men who made up the hunting party exchanged awkward glances with each other and forced themselves to laugh along with the king. Mamad arrived at the palace and met the queen in the royal chambers. The way the king had looked at him made him feel uneasy. He sensed a trick. If he gave the king's orders, he might be trapped in a lie. But if he didn't, and the king kept his word, then he would also be trapped in a lie. Ugh, why did telling the truth have to be so hard, he thought, when the queen interrupted his thoughts. Mamad, what message do you have for me from the king? Mamad wrung his hands and sheepishly replied, maybe you should prepare a feast for lunch tomorrow, and maybe you shouldn't. Maybe the king will come by noon And maybe he won't. What kind of message is that? Said the queen. Tell me, will he come or won't he? The queen demanded. I don't know whether he put his right foot on the stirrup or if he put his left foot on the ground after I left, said Mamat, squirming awkwardly. The queen looked sternly at Mamat. You're the man who always tells the truth, right? Yes, replied Mamat. She paused, then said, Does this dress make me look fat? Ugh, never mind. Okay, I see what's going on. Look, thank you for the message. Now go. The next day, the king arrived at the palace. He smelled of wine and mischief. Slurring his words and laughing, he said, The wise Mamat, who never lies, lied to you yesterday, and let out a huge laugh. But the queen told him about the words of Mamat, and the king realized that the wise man never lies and only says that which he sees with his own eyes. He also learned that wives can always smell a husband's lies. Well, I hope you enjoyed that. If you did, please like, share, and kindly leave a comment on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening to this download. It really helped to get the show out there. Speak to you all soon.